This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Kim Checchio. Hello, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach. Today, I have with me Sarah Hodge, who is the owner of Aura Theory, and I am really excited to talk to you today because I will tell you I've never had anybody that does what you do on the podcast, so I'm really intrigued and can't wait to learn more about your business. So please share a little bit about Aura Theory.
Yeah, definitely. Aura Theory is an aura photography service company. So what I do is I use specialized photo equipment called an Aura Cam, and it has the camera, and then there's specialized hand plates that capture your unique energetic field. And then I'll sit down with you and talk about the colors in your energy field, in your aura, what they mean, what kind of properties they bring into your life. We can talk about how to use them, how to shift and change them. But yeah, just talk about everything that's already inside of you and how you can make it work for you.
That is so cool. I've been following you on Instagram, so I've seen some of the photos, and obviously I knew a little bit about what you do, but it's just so interesting to me. Like, how did you even start this business, or you know, how did this journey start for you?
Mm-hmm. That's a very popular question. People are like, how did you get into this? So yeah. I worked for Lululemon for a very long time. And I was in San Diego, and then I moved with them to Austin. And while I was living in Austin, I was planning a yoga event, and I hired an aura photographer. Her name is Carrie. She's my mentor. I hired her to come do an event for us. And her and I just had like a instant connection, and she was needing part-time help. And so I kind of just like would pop in and help her where she needed it. And as our relationship grew, she was like, I really want to teach you to read. So Carrie taught me to read, and I joined her team. She's got a pretty big team, like 4 or 5 readers in Austin. And I was flying back out and reading on her team when she did like South by Southwest and things like that. And last year she pushed me to open my own practice here. So March last year I opened.
Oh, wow. So just approaching your first year anniversary. Congrats. Yep.
First year anniversary in business and being home, because I'm from here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So when you found, did you say her name was Carrie?
Yeah.
When you found her, had you known about people that do this? Because I had never heard of this. Obviously, I know, you know, that we have auras and people can read them, but I love the photography aspect, and then that you are basically kind of like breaking it down for people and analyzing it and sharing how they are able to use that in their lives. Is that something you were familiar with before you hired her, or like, how did you find that?
Yeah. Yes, I was familiar with the process. Working for a yoga company, I started with Lululemon in 2011. And so since that point, I've been deeply introduced to all things spiritual in a lot of different really fun ways, and also very connected to a yoga practice. So it all kind of came through from that. I think that I had originally seen it maybe at one of the yoga studios in Austin, but Austin is so funky. And so, like, you know, weird that there's all kinds of really esoteric experiences that you have in that city.
Okay, cool. Well, can you share any myths or misconceptions that people might have about what you do?
Yeah. Your aura will not be black. That is not going to happen. That's the number one. And, you know, it's funny because Dr. Jen Hart, she's been on your show. Her and I are good friends, and we were talking about energy one day, and she's like, I work in the light. And that really resonated with me. And I was like, oh yes, I work in the light too. So people are always concerned that they're going to like have a black aura or learn something really terrible about themselves. And that's never the case. Like, first of all, you can't have a black aura because you just wouldn't be physically in your body. You would be passed on if you had no energy. And I'm never, like, even if I see something in your energetic field that's off, we're going to talk about what a shadow is and like the negative properties that come along with different energetic signatures. And, you know, like jealousy, rage, sadness, anger, like, we're human. These, if you don't have those, then that's strange, right?
Right. Very cool. Okay. Yeah, I was curious if people were scared to do it because of something negative that they may find out, like, I guess, like with going to a psychic or something like that. You know, they're kind of, they're curious, but then they don't want to find out something, you know, negative about themselves or their future. So thank you for sharing with us. So what are you doing for fun when you're not working on your business?
I am actually in yoga teacher training right now. I've decided that because I have so much free time, I've decided that I want to teach yoga. So that has been really, it's fun. And it is like breaking me open in a new way that I didn't think was possible. I have a 3-year-old, so I do a lot of, you know, right now, aquarium and inside things because it's chilly in Virginia Beach.
Yeah. Are you planning on opening your own yoga studio or teaching as part of someone else's?
I will probably be teaching at the Heart Space where I'm doing my yoga teacher training if I am invited to do that.
Okay. So can you share with the listeners maybe a challenge that you went through that at the time, you know, it was really stressful and you didn't think you would be grateful for that experience, but you are today.
Yeah. Like many people, COVID did a number on me. When I was living in Austin, I transitioned away from Lululemon and I was doing aura photography kind of full time on the side with Carrie's business. And at the same time, I opened my own retail shop. I moonlight as an artist. I don't really do art anymore, but I opened a shop in Austin. I had a trailer that functioned as an art shop and I would tow it all over. And then I had a space at Zilker Park. And with COVID coming out, you know, you couldn't really have a shop that was only 16 feet big. And so I made the hard decision to close my shops. I had two of them by the end. And then I got pregnant and we decided to leave Austin and go to Denver where my parents are. And it was really hard to close my shops. It made me really sad. And it made me feel, you know, a little bit like, but I learned so much and, it's making this experience so much better.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe opened up space for you to grow into what you're doing now a little bit more. So I have a question. Are you able to see auras without the photography?
I am not. No. I mean, I can feel people's energy and I get a general sense of people when they come. But no, I don't like sitting here looking at you. I don't see your aura per se.
Okay. All right. So what is one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business?
It is not scary. It's not scary at all. You come in, I am incredibly thorough in my direction as far as where to look, where to put your hands, what's going to happen. You will not find out anything about yourself that you don't already know. Everything we're going to talk about, you're going to already know.
Yeah.
And you're going to leave with a sense of either purpose or kind of reinforced that you're on the right path or maybe some tools to change it up.
Okay. I think I saw on your Instagram, maybe pinned at the top, was there like a little guide what to expect?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. People can check that out. I thought that was really neat. So what's the session from like start to finish? How long is that session?
Sessions range between 8 and 15 minutes. It really depends what situation we're in and how many questions you have. If you catch me at an event, basically if you catch me in the yurt, I have an 8-foot yurt that I pop up with for public events. If you catch me in the yurt, it's probably going to be more of an expressed, condensed reading, more closer to that 8 to 10 minute situation. If you come out to the studio, I'm booked in a way that allows us more time. Those are going to be more of like a 15-17 minute read.
Okay. So what are your favorite things to do in Virginia Beach? Places to go, I know you go to the aquarium a lot. I remember those days. I remember having annual passes to the aquarium, the zoo, with my three kids, that 3-year-old time frame. So what are places that you like to go?
In the summertime, I am on the beach in Chicks every single weekend. I live over here, so my family, we live for our beach days. I am a creature of habit. I love the Green Cat. You probably, if you go to the Green Cat, will run into me there. And I'm currently right now obsessed with the mushroom tartine at Love Song.
Oh, I haven't tried
been there.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But I haven't tried that.
Oh, it's.
And I love the acai bowls at Green Cat.
Yeah. I gave up gluten in January. And so it's a really easy place to go to just get whatever, and it's all safe.
Yeah, I need to check it out. Okay, well, how can our listeners find you online, your website, anywhere where they can get more information or book a session with you?
Yep. So I am on all of the social medias, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of that at aura.theory. And then my website is auratheory.com. And there are places to book all over my website. There's big buttons that say book an appointment. And then I do private events too. If you're interested in booking me for your wedding, your bachelorette party, your birthday party, your store's opening, there is a event request option as well.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I thought this would be a really great gift idea for someone.
Yeah, I do gift certificates.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Very nice. Well, thank you for sharing all that information today. I think it's really cool what you're doing. Like I said, I had never even heard of anybody doing this. And so it's really fun to know that there's somebody local here growing a business like this. So thanks again, Sarah, for joining us on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpvirginiabeach.com. That's gnpvirginiabeach.com. Or call 757-982-3690.